Back to the coasttocoastam.com website, the pictures he has supplied us. Robert, let's pick up picture number four, which is called the energy signature left in the sky as four UFOs generate a stargate. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I'm checking my email, and your listeners are really excited about this idea of going cosmic concert. I didn't know I was going to get such a huge response.
Oh, yeah, they love this.
Well, maybe we need to do, you guys should, we should work out a simulcast for the event with you. Really be exciting, because I, you know, what we want to do is a webcast as well as the audio. We want people to be able to download it on their computers and watch it anywhere on the planet. Okay, the energy signature is one of the most bizarre UFO photos I've ever seen.
It actually looks like a huge UFO that might have left an imprint somewhere.
Well, the four of them travel together. As we move down, you'll actually see the group of four as they moved across the sky. But what we're looking at here is a filtered version where we reduced out the color and boosted the contrast and the brightness in a way that you can actually see the energy signature that they generated, this warp in space, and left our dimension. And it's just the most – it's the weirdest picture I think I've ever seen. And I know back in the 50s the military was trying to get this kind of information photographically, and they were unable to do it. But I'm pretty sure they figured out better ways now over since the 50s how to do it. But here's something I got to tell you and your audience. These pictures that we're looking at are only available because Will Allen's father passed away. Now, let me explain.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Because he was an Air Force officer, he obviously knew about this. And when, as he was ill and dying, one day Will said to his dad, you know, I took these pictures, Dad, I got to show you this. And his dad got really angry, and he says, don't ever show those to anyone, ever. Now, if he had lived beyond November 2002, Will told me that he would have, you know, followed his father's wishes and not shown those pictures,
mm-hmm.
You see? So in a way, the military would have prevented us once again even from seeing these particular shots. And, in fact, in 1952, I kept finding reference to hundreds of people on the street that actually saw this, and that there was dozens of people taking pictures and movies. And I kept thinking, where are they? Now, when I interviewed Colonel Wendell Stevens, he said, when I asked him about if he knew what happened to him, he said, oh, yeah, they were all confiscated by the Army. And that only one of those pictures ultimately accidentally
got out. Huh?
Yep, it leaked out. It got leaked out. And somewhere, those movies and photos are still being held as classified. But here's the weird twist, and you'll see this later in this page. Walt Disney Studios actually has some of that movie footage. And I've been trying to get their legal department to give us access to it. I got the name of the person. I've talked to the guy, the archivist at the library. I know they've got the footage that they aired on television, one of their documentaries in 1995. But they're dragging their feet. They really don't want to give it up. They don't want to let us have a copy to air. So it's a weird – I mean, this situation is bizarre. But the pictures we're looking at here are all on the CD, the free CD that comes with my book, which, by the way, if you want the book, it's only available at my website, Unicus Magazine.
It's not on Amazon or anything?
No,
like that.
I just don't feel like giving up control at this point. I don't really – there's a reason I don't trust anybody right now, and we'll get to that in a minute.
All right. With this subject matter.
With this particular subject matter, I don't think it's wise for me.
All right.
So anyway, number five is a close-up, extreme close-up of one of the UFOs that generated one of the four UFOs.
Looks like a blob of plasma.
Well, yeah, again, because the film was heavily saturated with light. I mean, the shutter was open for 3.5 minutes, so all this light kept flooding into it. So you can literally see what this is called field propulsion. And that is a plasma, you're right. It's being generated by the onboard propulsion system, and it you can see how it's in layers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the echo effect. David Adair is a friend of mine. He's featured in a chapter. By the way, I talked to him today. He said to say hi to you.
Great. Yeah, he's a good guest.
But he was telling me how if we ever wanted to warp space, we would need to make this echo effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a laser beam kind of bounces back and forth until it gets strong enough. Well, the same thing's true for what these UFOs were doing, warping space. Let's jump down to the next one, number six. This is an extreme close-up of the object landed on the Capitol building.
Okay, and remember now, some people don't have computers, so paint us pictures.
It's a sphere that's about the size of a large SUV, but it's a sphere, and it is definitely landed. And it's blue-ish, but you can see that there's a multitude of colors there. And again, the reason this is happening is because it's okay, it's called ionization. And when the energy is released by the UFO's engines, it creates an ionization of the air around it. That's what the plasma is. It's the air is literally excited, like electricity would do, or lightning, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Below that, image number seven. Now, this is really important. This is where we get – this is what the original image looks like when you don't filter out the colors and everything, you know, play with the
content. It still looks pretty neat.
Well, here's what's happening. They're moving into the Stargate at an extreme rate of speed.
Is every dot a UFO?
Yes.
Okay.
And the four of them are moving together, and it's not like they just when you think about it, what they did was they streaked across the sky, but they're pulsing. They're pulsing
In each pulse, that's the four of them. We're not looking at 12.
No.
Okay.
No, that's what I couldn't understand either at first. But you can see, you know,
Or what if that's just one big object and there's four lights under it?
No, that's not how it works, right, George, because you can see like a Doppler effect. You know how sound diminishes as it moves further away?
Yeah.
You get the same effect here with these objects as they move further away from the camera. They get smaller, but they don't really change their shape or their configuration.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
That's how we figured it out. Plus, we also did some other analysis that you'll see in the DVD someday. But these things are absolutely bizarre. What I've come to learn, and believe me, I spent a lot of years researching the technology behind it, because actually when I worked at Honda, that was one of the things I was researching. I got to read up on all the books about John Searle, Professor Searle, and also Schauberger. And, I mean, huge manuals. I got to study all that stuff.
All right, let's move to number eight.
Okay. That's 1942 over the Pentagon. Now, on the left-hand side, that's a close-up of the UFO that's
on the right-hand side.
Yeah, most of these things are, I mean, like I said, almost all the pictures I've seen were caught accidentally, because when you go down below that to number nine, this woman was just posing for the photographer, Mr. Allen, on a street corner in D.C., and suddenly this thing showed up, this little sphere about the size of a gumball.
You don't think that's a full moon back there or something?
No, sir, it's not. It's absolutely over her head. In fact, when you close up on it, you can actually see it's reflecting the color of her hair and the polished surface of the object.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just beyond belief. But that's what happened. Image number 10, that is – now here we are. We're looking at a still image from the Disney television documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the movie, one of the confiscated classified movies.
This is great video films.
Well, have you seen that one?
I have seen the picture that's your last one. That picture I've seen somewhere.
Oh well, it's been on websites, but we actually what I want to see, George, is the actual movie. Okay, because we're just looking at one still. The description from the people who posted this image, they said that the UFOs are dancing around the Capitol dome at night.
Well, it looks like they are.
I would like to see them do the dance, though.
Yeah, you would.
You know, because I'm sure it would be interesting, and I know that's why they confiscated the movie footage, because it's obviously not Venus or any of that other stuff that they said about temperature and version.
Let's jump to 12, if we could. Picture 12.
Well, hang on a second. Number 11 is important, because that was the night that they landed. This is actually part of the – see, he was using a semi-wide-angle shot there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went down. In fact, when you look at the cover of the book – what that is a composite of three different shots. I cut the UFOs that he captured on film, and I pasted them on a stock footage to give you an overview, like a summary of all the stuff that was photographed within about a 20-minute period that morning.
Okay.
All right. But there is a disc-shaped UFO hovering over the reflecting pool. It's the disc-shaped object on the left-hand side, not the other thing that's like – that's a street light.
Okay.
Okay, there's a difference there. Now, this is the only – the number 12 is the only one that was accidentally released. And like I said, Colonel Stevens actually gave me this.
And it's great stuff.
Well, they claim that those are – now, this is nuts. The skeptics say that these are actually lens flares coming off of the lights of the building, of the Capitol. And it's obviously not that. I mean, it's not even close to that because they're behind the dome.